take leaders who understand and embrace these dynamics to mobilize people to address these and countless other difficult issues. It is our hope that listeners like yourself will harness identity for good. Throughout this book, we have advanced a set of identity principles. Groups are central to who we are. The most important groups in our lives, and thus our most central social identities, are often quite stable. And yet, we also have a readiness for solidarity, which allows us to find common cause when circumstances conspire to create emergent identities. Different identities become salient to us at different times, and when a particular social identity is active, it can have profound effects. We experience the world through the lens of that identity, embrace its shared reality, and find joy in its symbols and traditions. We will sacrifice, even fight, to protect its interests. These shifts in our perceptions, beliefs, feelings, and actions often align us with the norms of the group. And when we lead and others follow, it is often by inspiring a shared sense of who we are. Despite their power to shape our thoughts and behaviors, our identities are also the site of our agency. Whether by rejecting or embracing a particular conception of ourselves, by challenging our groups to be better, or by organizing in solidarity to change the world, we take control of who we want to be.
So that's the end of this segment covering the book Power of Us, Harnessing Our Shared Identities to Improve Performance, Increase Cooperation, and Promote Social Harmony. And this book is by Jay Van Bavel and Dominic Packer. It is 10:01 here at the radio station, WRVFM Burlington. I am DJ Natez, not going to be DJing again this week. He was here last week DJing afterwards, but hopefully next week we won't be here. We'll be on break. There'll be signups. There may be a DJ that will come on and do some other things. Potentially, who knows? We might get, it might be automation, who knows? So I'll be continuing on a week afterwards. So if I'm not on next week, it's because of spring break, and I'm still getting stuff sorted out. So anyway, that's it. So we'll go right into automation, and I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. So keep on listening.
Do you often find yourself irritable or easily upset? Do you have trouble concentrating? Has your decision-making been off its game lately? If you answered yes to these, it is likely that you are not getting enough sleep. Lack of sleep can also increase one's risk for heart disease, high blood pressure, and even obesity. It is recommended that 18 to 25-year-olds receive between 7 and 9 hours of sleep per day, and it is proven that more sleep leads to more creativity, ability to focus, and better overall emotional and physical well-being. Remember, sleep is how your body recovers at the end of each day, so you can wake up feeling like the best version of yourself. So get under the sheets and start counting those sheep. This message has been brought to you by your well-rested DJs here at WRUV-FM Burlington.
No tengo más que ofrecerte, sin We'll be right back.